Choosing the Best Option. Proverbs chapter 22, verses 1 through 5, New King James Version. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. The rich and the poor meet together, and the Lord is the maker of them all. The prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it. The reward for humility and fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the crooked. Whoever guards his soul will keep far from them. If you consider yourself to be a possibility thinker, an upward mobile individual, a person who is doing all that they can to move ahead and upward to a higher level of living, then you really need to create a new verb in your vocabulary that actually is a synonym that best describes your life and how you live it. The new verb is optionalizing. The whole process starts when you begin to consider your very first option in life, to be a true believer in Jesus Christ, or to remain an unbeliever. Once you choose to walk and live your life in a complete walk of faith, fully committed to Christ, and all that he is for human life, you will continually encounter many intersections where the road ahead separates and the forks of the road on which you are traveling go in two distinct and separate ways or directions. Whenever you reach such an intersection, you need to ask yourself this simple question. Which road do I take now? Then you need to optionalize. Ask yourself, where do I want to go? And then ask yourself, which of these two roads will take me there? Be careful which road you choose. The above referenced Bible scripture, Proverbs 22, verses 1 through 5, gives you good guidance to help you choose the best option. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. The great gospel singer and evangelist, Mr. George Beverly Shea, was a young man with his heart set on a great career that could bring him fame and fortune. His mother had great concern for him and the direction he would finally take with his life. One day, as he left home on the way to his singing lesson, he found a poem that had been placed on top of the family piano by his mother. The poem was entitled, "I'd Rather Have Jesus," now a well-known religious song. After reading the words of his mother's poem, George Beverly Shea dedicated his talent totally and completely to Jesus Christ and his purposes. The result? His singing has led untold tens of thousands of people to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord, Master, and Savior. Today, you have many choices to make as you go about living your life. Some of them will be rather small, and some will be huge and will indeed affect your entire personal future. You choose very carefully which direction you go. May I encourage you to even more so choose your direction and its efforts very prayerfully. The greatest rewards and blessings for you and your loved ones will always be found on the God side of life. All things are possible to him who believes.